Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, about 2 months after we found out my dad had cancer, a good friend of mine from church was telling me a story about her best friend who, at the age of 26, found out she had rectal cancer. She's from Louisiana, but she immediately flew to MD Anderson, and they gave her about 7 days to decide if she wanted to freeze her eggs. Mm-hmm. They knew because of the radiation and the chemo that she wasn't going to be able to carry a child on her own. So as I'm hearing this story and thinking, like, what in the world can I do for her? Like, how can I help this lady? I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. I can carry her baby.
Welcome to Walk a Mile in My Boots podcast, actually 1.2 miles, because that is the distance of the MD Anderson Boot Walk to End Cancer, which happens November 9th. If you'd like to sign up for the team, we'll have all the information on how to do that. Or you can email me at any time, george@thebullhouston.com. And I will send you a link, and you can become a member of our team immediately. This podcast series, as you guys know, focuses on heroic stories in the fight against cancer. And that's what we do each week with a new episode. And this week, one of my good friends, one of the first people that I met when I moved to Houston, Ryan Davis is here. And Ryan and her husband, Michael, have become great friends of mine. And it's kind of funny because I was texting with her, I don't know, was it been a couple months ago?
Yeah, a couple months ago, I think.
And Ryan said, I invited her to a concert, and she's, well, I'd love to, but I can't right now because something's going on with me. And it's something wonderful that I have to tell you about today. How are you feeling, by the way?
I feel fantastic.
Do you?
I do.
You look beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You look gorgeous. And there is something about Ryan that you're going to want to hear, and we'll get to that in just a second, and what she's doing and the unique way that she is in the fight against cancer and that struggle against cancer. And Ryan, I want to start because you and I bonded over kind of sharing our stories with each other in the fight against cancer with your dad.
That's right.
Talk to me about your dad.
So my dad, who worshipped the ground that I walked on, was diagnosed with end-stage lung cancer about 2 years ago, and we lost him last September, but he fought till the very, very end and stayed positive and taught me a lot of things that I needed to know for this next journey that I'm on.
Yeah. You went to stay with him the last few months.
I did. He stayed with us for a little while, and when he had to be put on hospice, he went back to Oklahoma, and my daughter and I stayed with him and cared for him and till the end.
What is it like? So many people that listen to the podcast and have joined our team for the Boot Walk Against Cancer, and we'll give folks details on how they can do that if they want to be in this fight with us. What is it like to be there? Because I know with my sister Sylvia, you know, being with her those last few days and everything, There's a peace that comes with that that's hard to explain to people that haven't gone through it, don't you think?
Absolutely. Peace is the best word to describe it. It was hard. It was not easy. But we knew that there was nothing more we could do, and we knew he was going to be in a better place when it was all said and done. Mm-hmm.
He did adore you, by the way.
He did.
He did adore you. So.
He did.
What was one of the lessons that he taught you in those final days that sticks with you today?
Honestly, to never lose hope, that there's always something that comes that's better. There's a purpose for everything. There's a rhyme and reason to everything. And once you find that, that's all you need.
And that's what you're doing, is you're providing hope with this next journey that you're on. And yep. I got to tell you, I was blown away when you told me that you're expecting.
I am expecting.
You're pregnant. How far along?
I am 16 weeks, which is about 4 months.
4 months along.
Yep.
And the first person I thought of was Michael didn't tell me. And then you explained to me that this came about because you're going to be a surrogate.
I am. Yeah, I am a surrogate.
Tell me about that story. How did that happen?
So about 2 months after we found out my dad had cancer, a good friend of mine from church was telling me a story about her best friend who at the age of 26 found out she had rectal cancer. She's from Louisiana, but she immediately flew to MD Anderson and they gave her about 7 days to decide if she wanted to freeze her eggs.
Mm-hmm.
They knew because of the radiation and the chemo that she wasn't going to be able to carry a child on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm hearing this story and thinking, like, what in the world can I do for her? Like, how can I help this lady? I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. I can carry her baby. Like, why not?
So wait a minute.
Why not?
That's the first thought you had. I'm thinking, man, we could take up a donation. I could do a food drive. I could take by a casserole. But no, Ryan thinks I could carry her baby.
Uh-huh.
What did Michael, your husband, say when you came to him with this idea? I mean, did you think about it? At least did you think about it. Wait a minute. This is crazy. But you thought about it, and then you went to Michael, your husband.
I thought about it, and I went to my husband, and he thought I had lost my mind.
Right.
For about 2-3 months.
Yeah.
But he also said, you know, It was you were meant to meet her.
Yeah.
There's a reason that you heard her story that day. There's a reason that all of this is going on with your dad.
Right.
So we reached out to her.
You know, I always say on our radio show and stuff, there are no coincidences in life.
Absolutely.
And you hear me say that, talk about it all the time. But you think about what had to happen for someone at church to mention someone who's in Louisiana, but comes to MDN. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like all the things that have to fit together.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about her?
I can. She's amazing, first of all. The moment I met her, we were instant best friends. It's like I'd known her my whole life. But she's now my age. So she's been through cancer and treatment and divorce and all of these things just adding up. And she's an amazing, single, successful woman who is ready to be a mom.
Mm-hmm. MD Anderson was really, literally a lifesaver for her, too.
They saved her life.
I know it was hard making that decision. Like you say, you only have a few days to decide what you're going to do. But
but
they are amazing in what they do and the way that they kind of lay out the plan for you. Right.
Oh, yeah. It was all set up for her.
Yeah.
She had to say go, and they took it from there.
How long was she in treatment at MD Anderson?
She was there for several months.
Yeah.
4 months. And, you know, follow-ups, of course, after that.
Yeah.
So it's a lifelong follow-up, but she is healthy and wonderful and cancer-free.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So now let's get back to the story of, okay, Michael gets on board, your husband gets on board. Hey, we could have done a casserole, but no, you're doing a baby. That's fine. So what happened after that? What's the process? Because I'm not really, you know, familiar with how this all works.
And it's a process, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, mainly on her part, because there are lots of laws in Louisiana that aren't in Texas. So she had to find someone, first of all, in Texas that was willing to do this. So someone she'd never met. And she had to go through tons and tons of paperwork and attorneys and stuff like that before we could ever agree to anything.
First time you all met face to face.
Yes.
And you sat down and you talked to each other.
Yep.
Do you remember that conversation?
I do. It was a lot of tears.
Yeah.
A lot of happy tears. We talked for 6 hours straight.
Just
about everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing. So you go through the paperwork. And everything works fine.
Everything works fine.
They tell you you're pregnant.
After lots of procedures and lots of medications and lots of injections, we have our follow-up and it's positive. It's pregnant. So it was exciting. It was scary. You know, she was scared, obviously, to death.
Miss P, how old's your youngest?
She's about to be 8.
I was going to say, so it's been a while,
yeah,
right, since you've gone through pregnancy and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
it's been a long time. I was a lot younger the first time.
The first time we did this, right? Yeah. So how does Miss P feel about it?
You know, she is amazing. She really is. Yeah. She is wise beyond her years, and she has been there at every single appointment with me when Amber, my husband, couldn't come.
Wow.
And she's wonderful.
She has your heart. You know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she
absolutely
has, she has that giving heart of yours. So you're 4 months.
I am.
Is there like a plan in place for when you get close to delivery? She come in here, you go in there.
She's going to come here.
Okay.
Yep. She, when it gets close to time, she'll come, just because she's 6 hours away. So she doesn't want that phone call in the middle of the night. So she'll come here and stay for a couple weeks and head to the hospital with us when it comes.
What would you tell somebody, you know, MD Anderson, there's so many people like this that, and so many women that wind up at MD Anderson and they have that decision to make and everything. What would you tell somebody that is thinking of stepping in and giving hope to a cancer patient by carrying their baby? What are some things that they should really think about before they make that step? Because you hear about it, you look wonderful. You sound terrific, and it's like you hear about it, and it's like, well, sure, I could do that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But
it's hard.
There's caution in there, too.
There is lots of caution in there, you know, and I think the biggest caution in there, I would say, is the emotional stability of your family. Mm-hmm. It's hard on them. It's hard to explain to your family what you're doing and why you're doing it and have them get on board. Because my family was not on board at first.
Really?
They were scared.
Yeah.
And they
don't want you to go through something that could, you know,
absolutely,
again, there's a lot of things that can happen on your side.
For sure. Their number one concern was me and my health.
Right.
So, but now I'm happy to say they're 100% on board and they're loving it.
You feel like your dad is kind of watching over
absolutely
all this.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing I thought when you told
absolutely
me about it. I was like, I know he's got a hand in this.
Yeah, and I was able to tell him about it and to talk to him about it. And he had no reservations about it. He said, do it. Yeah. You have to do it.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love this story.
Yes.
I love it so much. And you'll keep in touch with us. Obviously, you and I keep in touch.
For sure.
We'll update people about this because I was blown away. I know you have a big heart and a caring heart and this wonderful soul, but to step out and to take something like this on for somebody else, I mean, it sounds a little over the top, but I mean, you're giving life to another person's family.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's pretty special, girl.
Thank you.
That's pretty special. So I appreciate you coming in, sharing your story. I was blown away by it. Mo, Cowboy Dave, I was telling them all about it, and they were like, oh, my gosh. So
she's lost it.
No. Mo was like, I'm not surprised. That was the first thing she said. She's like, I'm not surprised that it's her. So,
Very Ryan, cool.
we appreciate you sharing your story with
thank
us.
Thank you.
And we just, again, every day, I thank God for MD Anderson and what they do and what they're able to do. And, you know, it's like we've talked about here and my good friend John Hazel, who works down there. It's like not everybody walks out of there.
True.
I understand that. We all, anytime you deal with cancer in your family, you understand that. But so many families are changed. And this is one of the most unique ways I think I've ever heard.
Awesome. I'm happy to do it.
I'm loving it. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you for coming in and sharing it here on our podcast. Tell Miss P and Michael, I said, hey,
I sure will.
See you guys soon. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
These amazing stories that you're hearing each week on the Walk a Mile in My Boots podcast, they just, I don't know, they get to the heart of what this is all about. And that is the MD Anderson Boot Walk to End Cancer. It's so personal to me, and I know for so many people that have friends or spouses or relatives or grandkids that have been treated at MD Anderson and know what this mission is all about. If you'd like to help that, and that's the thing I love about this, All of these funds stay local. 100% goes to fund research, patient services, everything at MD Anderson. Can you help out? Maybe it's $10. Maybe it's $25. I feel awkward at times asking for money, but that's how much I hate this disease, is that I'll ask for your help. So if you've heard this story today and it touched your heart, it spoke to you in some way, we'd be honored for you to make a donation. It's simple to do. Just email me, george@thebullhouston.com. You can tell people that you made the donation. You can keep it absolutely private. You can make it in honor or in memory of someone. But we'd be honored if you join us on this walk and for your support of these heroic stories in the fight against cancer.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.